Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. Just so blessed to be here. Shout out to everybody that's on deck already early, that's listening either through lushradioonline.com or emmae2k.com or through your cell phones, because you can call in and listen on your phone. Thank you for the support and the love that I get each week and constantly for the, you know, for the affirmations that I get on doing this show. Because the point of doing the show is to, you know, get you motivated so it can carry you through the whole week. And that's a tough job, people, because, you know, it's hard to motivate people. Sometimes people just get motivated day to day or hour to hour. So to motivate you enough to carry you through the week, I have a big job, people. Come on now. Help me out here. So, you know, call me up, 347-826-7722. Say good morning. Let me know what you're doing. And, you know, spread some of that positive energy this way because I need it. I told you what my job consists of while I'm here. So I have a big job. Let me get into, you know, all the info that I need to bring out. So first of all, the E2K First Annual 3K Walk for a Cause to Increase Domestic Violence Awareness is this Saturday coming up, people. This Saturday, October 25th, at the Dr. Hall and Lynn Brewer Park, which is located 1491 Hunter Street in Plant City, Florida, 33563. You have to be there by 8 o'clock in the morning because I believe you need to register by 8:30 or before 8:30 in the morning because the walk begins about 9. So make sure you get there with enough time to be able to register yourself, get your number so you can be able to walk. For information about registration, about sponsorship, and donations, because we're collecting donations all the way to the end of the month, you can email to e2kworldwidellc@gmail.com or anybody that's following me on Facebook or Instagram or any other social networks, hit me up and inbox me, and I'll pass you the information. Or it's, you know, it's constantly going to be posted, especially this week. Those that donated already, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, I'm just the middle person, and I'm just trying to get help for, you know, women and children that are going through this crisis. You know, domestic violence affects all of us. It's not just the women. It affects, you know, the entire family unit, because if the woman is being, you know, beat or is in fear for her life, then she can productively be a great mom to that child or a great wife, for that matter, to that husband. So, you know, and doesn't, you know, doesn't do anything with her community. So she's totally handicapped. So, you know, it's important that we focus, you know, on that, not only on the woman, but on the whole, you know, family structure to be able to help people move on and get better lives. And, you know, one thing is to remove a woman from a domestic violence situation, but another thing is then to give her that motivation and support after she leaves that situation, which not a quick process. You know, it's a long process, a long, long process. You know, the work, you have to really want to put in that work. The work is hard. It's not easy. You know what I mean? So just because you leave an abuser right away, you know, the habits don't change. It takes a minute. It takes, you know, it takes you a minute to adapt that you no longer got to live that way, that you no longer got to answer to somebody, that you're actually free, you know, have free will to do things. So, you know, it's just a process, you know, having to move and change, and, you know, not a lot of people welcome change so easily. So it's a whole process. So please, I have like 10,000 ways in order for you to help and donate. You know, you can do GoFundMe. We have a GoFundMe going on, which is E2K Walk for a Cause. You can PayPal, which is e2kworldwide@gmail.com. You can Western Union. You can hit us in the bank, which is at Wells Fargo. You know, there's all type of ways that, and anything, any amount helps. You know, of course, we love the big amounts because, you know, that we already like maybe in our third, third percentage of our main goal. But $2, $5, we take it all, man, because everything adds up and everything surely helps. So I thank everyone from the bottom of my heart who's already donated, all those that have made promises to donate, and those that I know will continue to donate until the month ends. You know, we're just asking for everyone's help. Thank you, everybody that's already donated to the E2K Walk for a Cause, and those that have made promises to donate, we look forward to your donation because we really need it. Make sure you follow us in all the social networks. Follow Lush Radio Online. Follow Emma E2K. Follow E2K Worldwide LLC. And check out what we do, man. Check out what we do. We're the voice of the people.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Becoming morning people. I see my morning hashtag morning crew is getting bigger and bigger. A lot of people out and about going to work early, you know, taking your kids out to school, and everybody checks in. Everybody starts. Well, I know I start like 5:30 in the morning. So shout out to all those that are up, rise and shine. Actually, today my kids are off, and I put a little more in. I didn't have to get up that early, so that's what's up. Big shout out to all those that are doing the work, all those that have walked for breast cancer, that were out there in New York. I got a couple of people that walked, you know, did the walk yesterday in New York City. I'm not too sure when the walk here is going to be in Florida, but I know out there in New York, people were walking yesterday. So shout out to everybody who was out there walking. For all the people that are affected and all the women that that we've lost, you know, to breast cancer and the survivors, you know, the survivors go out there and definitely make it known that they're still here and they're still, you know, in the fight. So definitely shout out to all the survivors of breast cancer. You know, as you know, October, we have to give awareness to both things going on, which is breast cancer and domestic violence. So not one is more important than the other, you know. And, you know, and we need to be able to shine on both. Both situations are going on even after the month of October. So I just ask that if you are going to donate for breast cancer, also don't forget to donate to, you know, any organization that deals with domestic violence families, because they need it. Some of them are, you know, get funds from the state, but there's others that are grassroots and, you know, and just do different things to be able to come up with money to be able to help these families, these women. So please give what you can. Like I said, there's no amount too small to be able to help families that are in need. So I want to give a big shout out to La Leona, who booked me today to interview me. You guys know I don't do too many interviews because I am the one that interviews. So, but big shout out to her. I'm going to be on theurbanjungle.com tonight between 7 and 9 p.m. So that should be pretty interesting. Tune in to hear me be interviewed. Like I said, it's weird. That's why I rarely do interviews, because I just feel weird when people ask me questions when I'm used to the ones asking the questions. But big shout out to the Urban Jungle Radio for having me tonight. And I will see you definitely there. And I look forward to being interviewed, as weird as that sounds. But anyway, shout out to La Leona. I'll see you tonight. Let's keep on with some music, and I'll be back.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney's genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Oh, you made me feel so lucky.
Oh,
basement. What? If my Benz turned back to public transportation, would you still be at home for me with the candles waiting? What? And give my mind back adjacent to the place of a young visionary. A player too, you know I have some girls missionary. My black book a number thicker than a dictionary. And Bible, I got it recycled. I love and I like you. 5-course meals, even though you don't mind a drive-through. That's why I got you.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Like I said, another blessed Monday. Thank you for everybody that's on deck listening. Shout out to Ray from the BX that's definitely on deck. And all those that, you know, my faithful listeners. Without you guys listening, I still would be on the air talking. But, you know, I just have other people listening. But thank you. I appreciate y'all. That get up every morning with me and support this at least positive hour that I try to bring at the beginning of your week. I'm going to keep on this week harassing. People told me not to use that word, but you know, the people that know me know I mean it in all the, you know, in all the loving way. But people, I need you to donate to the E2K Walk for a Cause. It's this Saturday. I've made like 10 different ways that you can be able to donate. I mean, you don't have no excuse other than that. I'll go pick it up at your house, you know? But, and no amount is too small, man. No amount is too small. Maybe one less drink, one less pack of cigarettes, one less pair of sneakers that you buy this week, and you donate, you know, to be able to help families that are going through domestic violence, because it's not just a woman issue. It's not just about the woman being beat that creates domestic violence. It's about the man that has an issue and is fighting demons. It's about the children that are observing this what's going on and get tainted and then grow up and it becomes a cycle for them where they go then beat their spouse and so on, or their children. So it's something that needs to be, you know, that we need to create a lot of awareness, that we need to, it needs to be in all conversations and, you know, in every topic, man. We got to squeeze this in and talk about it because, you know, it affects all of us, the community. It affects everyone when domestic violence happens, you know. Most of the time, while I'm talking now and just said the speech, 4 women already have died in the hands of someone that they trusted and they loved. It's that serious, you know? It's that serious. So I just ask you, please, to, you know, dig in your heart, but also dig in your pocket. And anything extra that you may have, please donate to the cause. Make sure you follow me. I'm on all the social networks, Instagram, wherever you following me at, there's a link to be able to GoFundMe. So GoFundMe. The GoFundMe is E2K Walk for a Cause. So I really would appreciate this week. And we're collecting to the end of the month. And we're collecting for the spring.org. So you can check out their organization and all the great things that they do for all the families that go through domestic violence. They're in the Tampa Bay area. So thank you. Thank you. You already donated. But if you haven't, please just keep us in mind. So I'm going to read an insert from The Secret, which I enjoy always sharing, and people let me know that they enjoy reading it. So here goes. Beliefs are created by thinking thoughts over and over and over until they become beliefs. Beliefs are a constant frequency that you are transmitting and our beliefs are the strongest things that create our life through the law of attraction. The law of attraction responds to what you believe. That is why when you want to create something, you must ask and believe, and then you will receive. You know, all that just goes to say that when you really want something, whether it be, you know, and I'm not talking materialistic here, when you really want something like a change in your life, you want to better yourself, you want, you know, higher your education, whatever it is that, you know, that you have set your mind to get out of a domestic situation, you have the power within. It's just sadly that not all of us know how to tap into that. But when we meet certain people in our lives, you know, they give us certain directions and just certain pointers and just certain reminders and inspiration to be able to tap into what we've already had inside us all along, you know. So all it takes is for you guys to really believe that you can make it, believe that this day will pass, this too shall pass, whatever you're going through. This is why today I posted, it's Monday, get a new perspective. Whatever obstacle you're facing is not permanent. So all those people that are fighting demons and don't even know what they're even fighting. Sometimes, you know, people just got so much stuff in their head, they don't even know what it is, you know, that they're battling with. They just, it's just a cloud, you know what I mean? And sometimes you need to step two steps back and just kind of, you know, figure out, you know, which battle you're going to go first, because you can't fight everything at the same time. It's too exhausting. It's, you know, you're not even going to accomplish one thing if you're trying to do 10. So you need to two steps back, grab one, you know, one particular thing and deal with that and face that, you know, and handle that. And then everything else, you know, and everything else will start falling into place. Shout out to Lisa, who was out here in Florida. I didn't get a chance to see her. But shout out to the sis and Dre and E, they were all out here. And I didn't get a chance to hang out with you guys, but I know y'all be back. And in another occasion, you know, I love to see my friends come out and, you know, check out their families and come enjoy the Sunshine State, even though I didn't get to see them. But next time, you know, there's a lot of people that come out to the Sunshine State and don't get to see the sister, but I ain't throwing no shots. I'm just saying. Don't judge me. I'm just saying, you know, just keeping it funky. Okay? If you don't like it, then come visit a sister when you're down here in the Sunshine State. Hit me up. Follow me on all the social networks, man. It's Motivational Monday. You already know.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, because it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's some pictures on. You so worried, making you wish you were blind.
I'm doing a service for my country and my family. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you
do. Rick, wait!
Yeah. Cause I am super.
I'm bright like a diamond, people. Motivational Mondays with your sexy old family 2K, giving you some motivational and good classic music. I got another insert from The Secret real quick. So here goes. Your true nature is love, and the proof is that you have an unlimited supply of it within you. No human being has a lesser amount, nor does anyone have limits on the amount of love they can bring forth from within them. The almighty power of love ignites the law of attraction. It is the strongest magnetic force in the universe. So it all begins with you, self-love. Because once you love yourself, you just ignited a whole bunch of positive stuff from the law to come to your life, you know, to get you going. Shout out to all those that are, you know, battling endless demons in their lives and within them. Shout out to all those that are incarcerated and those that are coming home soon. Shout out to all those that are going through a loss and those that are welcoming a life. You know, this is just the circle of life. How it goes. Unfortunately, you know, we're never ready to departure from our loved ones, but we sure know that they're in a better place, or we shall pray that they go to a better place than the one we're living now. It's all up to us, man. It's all up to us to change this world, to bring positive energy to this negative, you know, mass of space that we occupy. So keep it in prayer. Prayer definitely changes things. So please keep everything in prayer. Shout out to all my queen sisters that are out there doing the work. Ladies, I see you. I salute you any chance that I get, because it's important that we're out there doing the work. Shout out to all those experiencing domestic violence. There is help out there. Do not stay silent. Tell someone. Tell someone. There's definitely help out there. Anyone that you possibly can, to let them know you're going through that. There is help. There are people that will come out and assist you and help you. So just reach out. Please, don't stay quiet. If he slaps you one time, he's going to slap you again, no matter how many times he apologizes with tears in his eyes. All right? Keep that in mind. And it just gets worse. The violence just increases, and it gets worse. So get out of that situation. You are a beautiful flower, and you need to take care of yourself. Your family, your community, your children need you. You're beautiful beyond the description of beauty. So please get help. This has been another Blessed Motivational Mondays with your host, Emma E2K. I'm blessed and honored to be here. Thank you guys for the support. See you next week.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, 'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.